This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa man wala. My brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, fasting is the training camp. It is the boot camp. It is what is given to us so that we change our lives. Fasting comes, the Ramadan comes, that's why I made dua that Allah should give it to us with faragha, with freedom and with spare time to sit and reflect. Now don't use that spare time on social media, use that spare time to actually sit quietly in one place and reflect. Where is my life taking me? What am I doing in my life? What kind of decisions am I taking in my life? Are these decisions that I will regret when I die? Or are these decisions where I will be happy to say, Alhamdulillah, I chose this over this, and today this is a means of khair and barakah and benefit for me. Which one will it be in my case? This is what we need to think about. This is what we need to reinforce. This is what we need to reflect on. And to enable us to do that comes Ramadan. Ramadan, in Ramadan, we are not just leaving food and drink. We are doing this in order to reiterate this principle that I must lead my life in a way which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the best thing for me. To give us the time to reflect and introspect and to change our lives. Our life pre-Ramadan and our life post-Ramadan must not be the same. That measurement has to be there. So create those measurements and say, what is it in my life that needs to change, and change it. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated in the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah in Sahih Muslim. He said, fasting is a shield. It is something that saves you from harm. Fasting is a shield. So when one of you is fasting, he should neither indulge in obscene language, nor should he raise his voice in anger. If someone attacks him or insults him, he must say, Ana Sa'im. He must say, I am fasting. He must not even retaliate to that person. This is the training that is being given. And like we know, all training, the effect is after the training. So once we go into the training room, into the gym, and we are exercising, the strength we build up is for the rest of our lives. And this is the spiritual strength. Ramadan is the gym. Ramadan is the boot camp. Spiritual strength is being built to help us throughout our life and way beyond that into the akhirah, where inshallah we are resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as people who have submitted to Him and people who are obedient to Him. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ